You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
What an afternoon. Good evening. 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. 75 degrees, KSL's top story. We now know what caused a fiery explosion that rattled a holiday neighborhood early this morning. The explosion was a bunch of old dynamite detonated by police. We now know the explosives have been stored in the basement of a local home for decades. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla.
The homeowner said it had been passed down from someone else in the family. Chief Riley Pilgrim with the Unified Fire Authority told David Dujanovic at least 700 people had to evacuate after midnight.
It definitely did some damage to adjacent properties. We tried to minimize that as much as possible. I've been in touch with Holiday City overnight. I worked with them closely, with the homeowner, with all the homeowners here impacted by this.
Everyone within a 1,500-foot radius was evacuated and no injuries were reported. Pilgrim added that it's unfortunate this happened, but it went down the best way it could. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
Those residents who were briefly evacuated are back home and talking about what it was like to have this explosion in the neighborhood. Team coverage continues.
Steve Anson tells me just his wife was home when crews first arrived just up the street from his house near 6200 South 2300 East yesterday.
She thought first they were filming a movie. Then she found out what it was.
He and his wife decided not to evacuate. Then early this morning, he saw the controlled detonations.
It looked like a great big bomb. The whole sky was lit up.
Despite how close this was to his home, Hanson and one other neighbor I talked to said they're not worried going forward.
I've lived here over 20 years, and I mean, there's been a little bit of stuff go on, you know, like a regular neighborhood, but nothing like this.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 6:32. Fire officials are on the hunt for a serial arsonist in the Salt Lake area. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
Four fires were set in the early hours of Tuesday morning. They were all around 1st South and 5th East down to 7th East, and they were all set around the same time, leading officials to believe they're dealing with a repeat arsonist. When crews arrived, two dumpsters, a fence, and a car were all in flames.
Captain Brant Handcuff is asking anyone with security cameras in the area to turn them in so they can be checked for suspicious activity. House Speaker Mike Johnson is confronting the issue of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Mike Johnson is calling for Columbia University's president to resign, accusing her of giving in to pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus. He says freedom of speech doesn't protect dangerous behavior.
They are threatening, intimidating, saying that they will take violence upon Jewish students. We met with Jewish students who are in fear. They can't come on campus. They can't study for their final exams.
New York Mayor Eric Adams tells WABC that he's even seen some protesters express support for Hamas, the militant group that carried out the October 7th terror attacks.
The disgusting terms that I heard and some of the flyers that we have witnessed is not who we are. There's no room for hate in our city.
At University of Southern California in Los Angeles, students are protesting in defense of the school's Palestinian valedictorian. She was asked not to speak at graduation because of her views and social media posts. The head of TikTok is promising a court fight after President Biden signed a measure that forces the social network to make a choice, either be sold by its Chinese owner or face a ban in the United States. In a new video, CEO Shou Chu calls it a disappointing move, but not a defining moment.
It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom.
Lawmakers are concerned that the Chinese owner of TikTok could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Well, tens of thousands of Utahns are now flocking to their cars after an electric, exciting afternoon at the Delta Center. 4 o'clock, they filed in by the thousands. There were roughly 20,000 people here between inside and outside as our new hockey team was welcomed this afternoon. We caught up with some of the fans outside the Delta Center here waiting to meet the new team.
It's a gorgeous spring day, the perfect day to welcome Utah's NHL team to Salt Lake City. All walks of life are here, including Gavin Bruder, who brought his two little ones in their favorite NHL sweaters to catch a glimpse of the team and welcome them to our state.
Yeah, I think this is the perfect next step, you know, for Utah and for professional sports too. Utah's such a good market, and the fans are so loyal, and I think we're really ready to kind of have another team, and you know, hopefully this will show the MLB too what we're all about.
When I asked Bruder and his kids what name they liked the most, they voted for the Venom. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
You know, we've been asking people all afternoon. We have a whiteboard here where everybody's supposed to grab a magic marker and just tell us what you think the team name should be. Far and away, the votes have lined up for the Utah Yetis. The Utah Blizzard in second place. There's one guy who claims he's in the know. He says, oh, the team is going to be the Utah Blizzards, but their mascot is going to be a Yeti.